I think it will affect Zifa greatly, because we know that the Zifa finances are not very good at the moment. And we also know that they have been failing to generate funds from the corporate world, and they've been relying mostly on some of those funds from FIFA to try and run the association. That also includes the completion of the Zifa village. But there's also a danger of those funds that are meant for development being diverted as well to run the association. That would be unfortunate. But as long as FIFA is going to fund developmental projects, it's going to be a good thing, although really on the ground we have not seen those funds being used for developmental projects. So I think it goes back to discipline as well on the part of our football association.
What role does FIFA play, especially when it comes to dealing with associations in terms of funding? What areas do they fund?
From what we have seen and from what I know, they usually fund developmental projects. For example, when there is a need to run a particular project like the Zifa Village, we know that FIFA has been funding that. There are also other projects that FIFA has been funding, like the Gold Project, whereby there will be funding grassroots soccer. But to date, we have not seen much happening in terms of our development. In fact, our junior football has not been at peak. We still do not have a junior national league, so which is very unfortunate.